哈利路亚，奉主耶稣圣名正道。
哈利路亚 ，In the name of Jesus, I speak。
靠着圣灵的帮助。
Relying on the help of the Holy Spirit。
我们继续来分享但以理书第七章第三堂的这个信息。
We shall continue with Daniel chapter 7 and the third message。
那本章我们分享过提起过有四个重点。
In this chapter, we have pointed out four.
那这个四个重点中有四个预言。
And among these four important points, there are four visions.
但是预言当中也有我们看到有四个启示。
Sorry, it's four prophecies. And in these prophecies, there are four revelations.
那么四个启示当中也看到人类的四个时期，人类必须经历的四个时期。
And in these four revelations, we can see the four periods of time that we need to go through.
那第一个重点就是四大兽的预言。
And the first main point is the vision, the prophecy of the four beasts.
第二个重点是十角与小角的预言。
Secondly, the prophecy of the four ten horns and the ten horns and the little horn.
那第三个重点就是大审判的启示。
Third one is the revelation of the great judgment.
第四个重点是永恒国度的启示。
And the fourth one is the revelation of the great, the eternal kingdom.
那么在这一章里面，我们也看到人类必须经历的四大时期。
And in this chapter, we can also see the four phases that we need to go through.
第一个
，the first one，
人类必须会经历四大巨兽的时期。
We need to go through the period of the four great beasts.
那么就是经历四个帝国的兴起以及它的毁灭。
That is the rise and the downfall of these four empires.
那无论任何一个帝国起来，它一定带来动乱，带来战争，带来死亡，带来破坏，带来毁灭的，肯定是这样的。
No matter which empire arise or fall, it will bring about chaos, battle, and
yes. 那在旧约时代的人类已经经历了这四大帝国的这个时期，已经经历过了。
In the Old Testament period, they have already gone through these four periods.
跟着第二呢，人类必会经历十角与小角的这个时期。
Secondly, we will also go through this period of the ten horns and the little horn.
十角就是会有很多国家的兴起，很多君王的出现。那么国家的兴起、君王的出现，里面就带来很多的斗争，国与国的斗争。
The ten horns signify the ten many countries and many empires, and each of them will fight against each other.
因为利益，因为骄傲，甚至国与国之间会进行战争，可怕的战争，毁灭性的战争。
Because of their own benefits and pride, they will engage battles with one another.
这是在十角上面来看。
This is what we can see from the ten horns.
那在小角方面来看呢？ From, 这个灵界上的经历，人类会经历过灵界上的事情。
From the little horn, we can see what we can go through spiritually.
灵界上的事情就是宗教的动乱， the, 宗教的那些混乱跟动乱。
In the spiritual realm, we can see the chaos that will happen to us in this religious.
这段时期，小角时期呢？人类会进入宗教的大迷惑、假先知的大迷惑、神迹奇事的大迷惑里面。
In this little horn period, we will go through this period where we will be misled and deceived.
我们现在正在进入在这个时期当中。
We are currently in this period of the little horn.
这是我们人类必须要经历的第二个时期。
This is the second phase that we need to go through.
那第三个时期是什么呢？
What is the third phase?
第三个时期是我们人类将来必会经历神愤怒的大审判。
And the third period is what we will go through, that is the great judgment of God.
那是审判的时期。
This is the judgment.
一定会经历。
We will come across that.
不是现在，是将来。
It is not now, but it is in the future.
那过后人类也会经历到第四个时期。
In the future, we will also come across this fourth period.
大审判过后，得救的人必会进入神永恒的国度里去。
After this great judgment, those who are triumphant, they will enter into the heavenly kingdom.
那是永恒国度的时期了。
This is the period of the eternal kingdom.
那是永永远远的时期了。
It is a kingdom that will last forever.
也没有这个世界了，也没有所谓的人类了。
This world will no long. This world will pass away, and there will no longer be humans.
因为得救的进入永恒里，哦，灭亡的永远在地狱里面受痛苦，受永火的审判。
Because those who are saved will enter into the eternal kingdom of God, and those who are not saved will go into Hades.
这样看到吗？在但以理书七章里面。就有这四个人类的四必须经历的四个时期，看到吗
？So this is the four periods of time that we will go through, and we can see this from Daniel chapter 7.
那今天我们要看天上的法庭。
Today we shall see this heavenly court.
就是我们将来要经历的那个神愤怒的大审判。
That is the judgment, great judgment that we will be going through in the future.
那么法庭哈，天上法庭过后呢，就看到神进入到神永恒的国度。
And after this heavenly court, we will go into this eternal kingdom.
请翻开但以理书的第七章。
Let us turn to Daniel chapter 7.
我们读九节到十节。
We read verses 9 to 10.
这里说，我观看，看见有宝座设立。
Here it tells us that here Daniel said he watched till thrones were put in place.
那宝座上头呢，坐着亘古常在者。
And on the throne, Ancient of Days was seated.
那他的衣服是洁白如雪，头发如纯洁的羊毛。
His garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head was pure wool.
然后呢，这个宝座乃是火焰，整个宝座都是火来的。
This throne was a fiery flame.
而且其轮它有轮的，它的轮乃是烈火。
There are wheels on this throne, and its wheels are burning fire.
第十节
，verse ten，
从他面前，从那个亘古常在者的面前，有火，好像河发出来，有火河在神的面前出现。
And before this, before the Ancient of Days, there is this fiery stream that issued forth.
还有呢，但以理又看到侍奉他的有千千。在神面前侍立的有万万。
Daniel also saw thousands and thousands ministering unto God.
然后他又看到什么呢
？What else did he see？
他又看到他那个那个亘古长存者坐坐要施行审判。
He also saw that God is seated on this throne about to execute
judgment. 而且他看到呢那些审判的案件呢。都展开了，都在神的面前打开来了，已经开起来了。
He saw that these books have already been opened.
这个是但以理书哈、哦，看到将来神愤怒的大审判的意象。
This is the vision of the great judgment.
等一下我们会对照启示录的二十章的那个大审判，那个大宝座。
We will cross-reference this with the throne in Revelation.
等一下你会看到这里的大审判的宝座。跟启示录的大审判的宝座有什么不一样的地方吗？或者有什么同样的地方吗
？We shall compare the differences and the similarities between this great throne of judgment and the great throne of judgment in Revelation.
这里说这个宝座呢是荣耀圣洁的。
It's here it tells us that this throne is glorious and it is pure.
那也看到荣耀圣洁的审判者啊，这里称为亘古常在者，就是真神。
And the one seated on this glorious throne is the Ancient of Days, that is God.
神坐在荣耀的宝座上，在火的宝座上，进行审判，开始审判。
God was seated on this throne on a fiery flaming throne, and He was executing judgment.
请注意，当小角，我们看到小角在横行霸道，在不断的攻击神、毁灭神、杀害神百姓的时候，但以理书第七章的布景啊，它的景象啊，突然间转换。转换成出现天上的法庭这个意象出来。
Let's take note that as this little horn was speaking pompous words and accusing the saints, suddenly the image, the scene changed from that of the little horn to this very glorious throne of the ancient.
你看第八节就在讲小角的骄傲啊，小角所做的恶行啊，啊狂傲啊，向神说夸大的话。正在讲小角的时候，第九节突然间换作一副。天上法庭的意象。
Verse 8, it was still talking about this little horn who had the eyes of this little horn who was speaking pompous words and accusing the saints. But suddenly, in verse 9, it changed. The scene suddenly changed to that of the throne of the Ancient of Days.
那这样的圣经的安排哈，这样的描述是要告诉我们什么？要启示我们什么
？What does the Bible want to tell us with this kind of description?
这个哈，这个恶者啊，这个小角啊，他所行的恶不会长久。他也不会永远这样恶下去，不会。
That is to say, this little horn that is the devil, whatever he did will not be eternal.
就在他骄傲、狂傲、做恶事的时候， 审判马上出现，审判突然间出现。
Just when he was so arrogant and proud with all these pompous words, suddenly there will be judgment.
这审判不单只是哈啊，我奖赏我们，甚至还是替我们伸冤。
This judgment
还会替我们伸冤。
This not judgment is not just to reward us, but it is also to vindicate.
我常常说，最后将来审判不是在审判我们的。
I always say the coming judgment is not just to judge us.
哦，就许多人不同意我这样讲啊，传道这样讲法。
Many people do not agree with what I say.
没有错，我们大家信主的、不信主的都站在神的面前接受审判，没有错。圣经也是这样讲，都是在神面前接受审判。
It is not wrong, whether we believe in God or otherwise, all of us have to stand in the presence of God.
但是你会发现到那些爱神的、遵守神诫命的，那不是叫审判啊。那是在神面前领奖赏，得神的称赞啊！在神坐在宝座前来称赞你，你这个又善良又忠心的仆人，你又怎么样又怎么样？你我病的时候你来看我，我饿的时候你给我，那个怎么会叫做审判呢？那个哪里是审判呢？
But for those who are loyal and faithful children of God, on that judgment day, to them, it will not just be a judgment, but then they will be receiving their reward. Just like when Jesus said to them, "When I was hungry, you fed me. When I was thirsty, you gave me a drink."
所以我发现到得救的信徒不是在受审判啊，是受神的肯定，受神的称赞，受神的奖赏呀。
So these people who are saved, they will not only be judged, but they will be receiving rewards, and they will be affirmed and confirmed by God.
什么叫做神的审判呢？
What is this judgment of God?
那些虽然信了主，不遵守道理的，乱来的，嫉妒的，杀人的，说谎的，拜偶像的，那些才叫做审判呢、啊。站在神的面前接受审判，那是真正的审判。
Judgment is for those who have believed in Jesus, but then they do not do the works of Jesus. They continue to do their wicked deeds. For them, that will be judgment.
但请问你是吗？
But for you, what
is that? 你是那个被审判的人吗？
Will you be judged?
我们不是啊，你不要搞错，我们不是。
We may not...
不是被审判的人，我们是被拯救的人，是要进天国的人呢、啊。
We will not be judged. We are those who are being saved, and we will enter into God's kingdom.
当然，如果你跟世人一样做恶事，一样不遵守神的诫命，那当然你也就是那个被审判者了，你就变成进天国者，变成被审判者了。那当然是这样。
Of course, if you are like the people of the world who do not do the teachings of God and do not hearken unto His words, then you will have to meet with the judgment of God.
没有错了，表面上哈，整体来讲，我们都在神面前受审判。但是，请你注意，原来我们不是。请你注意，原来我们不是。
So it's not wrong to say that, but let's take note that when we stand before the judgment of God, and if we are righteous and if we do good, then we will not just be judged, but we will receive rewards.
因为我们所做所行的爱神的事、圣洁的事、守诫命的事，全部都记录在生命册啊，打开来全部都是善良，都是光明的，都是荣耀神的。所以怎么样审？怎么还被审判呢？那不是叫审判呢、啊？
All the good deeds that we have done, it will not be considered judgment, but it will be rewarded by God.
审判是对恶人的。
This judgment will be for the evil.
审判是对那些不信的人啊，那些骄傲的人啊，那些是对那些恶人的，那叫做审判。
Judgment is for those who do not believe, those evil and those who are proud.
那我对审判的这件将来审判的这个一种理解，跟大家分享。
I'm sharing with you my understanding towards this judgment.
那你要笼统说，大家接受神的审判也没有错了，大家都站在审判的台前接受审判，这样讲也没有错了。
But of course, if you want to say that all of us will stand before the presence of God to meet with His judgment, that is also.
只是我们在进入去看的时候，我们发现要感谢神，原来我们不是。
But if you were to delve deeper, then you realize that it is not just judgment, but we will also be rewarded.
那么他看到这位真神呢，这个异象呢，他的衣服是洁白如雪。
He saw this vision of this Ancient of Days with his garment as white as snow.
他的头发纯净如羊毛，衣服、头发各方面都是很荣耀的，很圣洁、很荣耀的。
The hair of his head was like pure wool, and whether it's garment or hair, it is very glorious.
那我要强，这里强调的是什么呢？
What do I want to express here?
这里说神座的宝座就是那个审判的宝座是火焰，整个宝座都是火来的，火焰不断的燃烧啊。
I want to stress that the throne of God was a fiery flame. It continues to burn.
宝座的轮乃是烈火啊，比那个宝座的火更强烈的火。
Even the wheels, actually the fire is even more it burns.
那这样的描述，这样的描写，这样的意象告诉我们什么？这样的意象告诉我们，整个宝座都是火来的。
What does this vision tell us? It describes the whole fiery, burning fire of the throne.
现在不知道，不单止宝座是火。
So not only was the throne in fire.
那个亘古常在者，在神的面前呢、啊，在神的面前有火从他的面前发出来，火在神的面前这样不断的出来，涌出来。
But this fiery steam continued to be issued out from this Ancient of Days.
那个火像什么呢？
And what is this fire like?
这个火好像河啊，河水这样的涌出发出来。河水看到吗？河水流过来的时候是不断的涌出来的，一直涌过来的。那火不断的好像一条火河啊出来。
This fire is likened unto the stream that continues to flow out.
就是源源不断的、源源不绝的发出火来。
So there is a continual flow of this fire.
哇，这个就不要开玩笑了。
So this is a no joke.
这代表什么？
What does that refer to?
代表火在圣经代表神愤怒的神，神很愤怒，神火起了，被烧起来了。
In the Bible, fire it represents a burning and it will consume.
而且是非常非常的愤怒，非常愤怒。
It is in anger and in the wrath of God.
那火在圣经也代表神的审判。
Fire in the Bible also represents the judgment of God.
火在圣经常常发现到是神的愤怒来的愤怒。
Firstly, fire in the Bible represents the anger of God.
第二，火是在圣经里面是神的审判。
And secondly, fire in the Bible represents the judgment of God.
那还有一个
，another one.
火在圣经里面出现的时候是要焚烧我们，要洁净我们，洁净我们，让我们干净。
Fire in the Bible will also cleanse us. It will cleanse us.
但是呢，在这里呢。火出来不再是让我们干净的，是要烧我们，是要审判我们的。
But in this case, when the fire comes out, it is not just to cleanse us, but it will consume us.
所以圣经这样说了。
So the Bible says.
请看这个希伯来书十二章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
啊，我们读二十九节。
We read verse 29.
因为我们的神乃是烈火，他就是一团烈火来的。
Here it tells us that our God is a consuming fire.
你对照这个但以理书，那个神在神的面前有火出来，那个火河出来，你就知道这里说的神其实就是烈火。
If you were to cross-reference this with Daniel chapter 7, God is a consuming fire.
所以我们今天神的儿女，你要对神要开始敬畏神，就是怕神，不要开玩笑。
That is why we must fear God.
二十八节。
Verse 28.
所以我们记得了不能震动的国，我们就当感恩。照神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏神的心啊，怕神的心来侍奉神啊，看到吗？用怕神的心来侍奉他，敬拜他，看到吗
？Therefore, we must honor God with a reverence and godly fear.
为什么要用敬畏的心、怕神的心来敬畏呢？来侍奉呢
？Why must we serve God with this reverence and godly fear?
二十九节说，因为我们神就是烈火啊。
Verse 29 tells us that our God is a consuming fire.
好，这是。在神面前的这个火的宝座，烈火的神，火的宝座跟烈火的神。
And this is the fiery throne and the consuming fire that is God.
还有那些天使呢
？What about the angels?
连天使也有很多是火来的。
Even the angels are fiery.
在哪里
？Where?
好吧，回到但以理书七章。
We turn back to Daniel chapter 7.
第十节。
Verse 10.
在他面前有火像何发出，注意哦。侍奉他的有千千，看到没有？侍奉他的有千千。
Can we see that a fiery stream issued and came forth from?
有千千万万天使在侍奉神，在天上侍奉神。
Thousands and thousands of these angels ministered unto God.
那还有一种呢，在他的面前侍立，就是时常站在侍立在神面前的有万万。
There is another type who stood before the Lord God who continued to minister unto him, and these number 10,000 times 10,000.
似乎把千千万万天使有分开来。
So these angels are being divided.
但是不是很清楚。
But it is not very clear.
因为圣经对天使的描述跟让我们所理解的不是很多，不是很多。
The Bible does not give us very clear description about these angels.
这里特别提出侍奉他的。然后一种是站立在神面前的，当然也是侍奉，可是特别强调 是常常在神面前的。
Here it tells us, the angels who minister unto God and the other angels who stand before God.
那势力我要讲的就是势力在他面前的这些天使到底是怎样的天使。
And what are these angels who stand before God?
这里没有讲。
It's not written.
可是在以赛亚书，先知以赛亚看到荣耀的圣殿，荣耀的真神，就看到站在神面前的那些天使到底是怎样的。
But in the glorious vision of the temple that Isaiah saw, he was able to envision that.
我们来看以赛亚书的第六章。
Return to Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书六章，我们读一节跟二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
当乌西亚王崩的那年，我看见主坐在高高的宝座上，神他的衣裳垂下来，神的衣裳遮满整个圣殿，那个是神的能力荣耀遮满整个圣殿。
And this glory of God filled the whole temple.
看到吗？神坐在高高的宝座，这里也有一个宝座，神的宝座。
Can you see that God was sitting on this throne?
那神的衣裳垂下遮满圣殿，这个是什么意思呢
？The robe of God filled the whole temple. What does that mean?
这里也有一个见证，神的衣服遮满圣殿，也有一个见证。
There is a testimony about the robe of God filling the
temple. 但是我们没有时间谈讲这个见证。
We have no time to talk about this.
我要讲的是第二节的见证。
I want to talk about the testimony regarding verse 2.
就在这个荣耀的圣殿的意象当中啊，先知看到有许多撒拉活势力在神的面前啊，神的圣殿里啊。
In this vision of the glorious temple, he saw this seraphim standing before the presence of God.
势力在神的宝座，在神的宝座前。
The seraphim were before the throne of God.
那这个撒拉活是很特别的。
And these seraphims are very special.
他们是有六个翅膀的。
They have six wings.
有一个慕道者呢，他因为要救他的太太，他太太病重，几乎要死。他很虔诚的来寻求神。
There was this truth seeker. He came to pray to God very zealously, very fervently because of his ailing wife.
他会来我们教会，会来听到，会跪下来祷告，完全一个目的不是要信耶稣，是因为要救他的太太，因为太太来祷告，来寻求神。
He had this intention, when he came to church to pray very earnestly to God, all because of the wife.
那是他对他爱他太太的心呐。
This is his love towards the wife.
为了太太的好。的病可以好，你叫他做什么他都愿意了，你叫他信耶稣他也愿意了，他本来就不信耶稣的，不相信这些的。
Originally he did not believe in Jesus, but if you were to tell him that if God can heal a wife, he would be willing to believe.
那么他听那些道理过后，他就明白了，要迫切祷告，甚至用禁食祷告来代祷，禁食了很长的时间。
After listening to the words of God, he understood and he prayed and he realized that he should also fast. In fact, he fasted for quite a while.
在代祷替他在祷告的岁月当中，这么长的岁月当中，一点动静都没有，他有点灰心。
In a period where he prayed for the wife, there was nothing happened. So he was a little disappointed.
他向神说：“神啊，主耶稣啊，你是不是神啊？你是不是有听我祷告呀？为什么没有动静，没有反应，什么感觉都没有的呀？”
So he asked God, God, have you been listening to my prayers? Why is there no reaction at all?
难道我还不够虔诚吗？我还不够真实的替太太祷告吗？难道我的祷告是假的、虚假的吗？
Is it because I'm not earnest enough, or my intention for my wife is not genuine enough?
在他怀疑的时候、信心动摇的时候呢，三位天使出显现，站在他的面前。
When he was doubting and when his faith began to waver, three angels appeared to him.
左右两边的天使呢，他的高度好像人的高度这样。我们人就是都五尺多嘛，就是人的高度。左右两个天使都是像人的高度这么高。
There were two angels on the left and the right, and their height is about the same as men.
那么中间那位天使呢，是非常特别的天使。
The one in the middle is very special.
这个天使非常的高大，非常的威严，非常的特别，非常高大，非常威严，非常特别，是很特别的天使。
The one in the middle is very, is very tall and big and looks very glorious.
他高大高到什么？那个在见证当中说，这个天使高到像巨人啊，像天高到天花板这样高啊，超出了人好多尺啊。
According to the vision, he was so tall that he was beyond the ceiling.
而且这个天使有六个翅膀的，很奇妙。
And this angel had six wings, very amazing.
而且这个天使很威严啊，看了有点害怕，好像不笑的，就是很威严。
This,
不像其他的天使，我们看得很慈祥的是吗？很可爱的是吗？这个天使是很威严的。
This angel had a very serious look, unlike those who are more friendly.
就是你看在看到他出现的时候，你都不敢开玩笑，你不敢，你动都不敢动的。
So much so that when you look at the angel, you will not even move.
这个就是这个天使出现的时候，他给人的一种感觉，很威严，你会害怕，你自然就会起敬畏的心，敬畏神的心，你不敢乱来。
This is the kind of atmosphere that it exudes. That when you see it, you will be filled with reverence.
那他从来没有看过这种这天使啊，更没有看过这么特别的天使啊，我们也没有看过呀。
This true seeker has never seen any angels, let alone this very very special angel.
那他就心想了，是不是自己在祷告当中啊，这段时间啊，精神有点错乱，出现了一种幻想，一种自己想出来的古古怪怪的东西呀、啊。Automatic, 因为想太多啊。
So he was thinking to himself, perhaps in this period he was, his mental state was quite down. So whether he was actually, also hallucinating.
但他这样想，是不是自己精神啊、幻觉上出错的时候呢？他没有听到声音的，可是他的头脑哦，马上有答案，有声音，有答案回答。你不要多想，你不要乱想。
As he was thinking on this, suddenly there was this thought that crossed his mind, telling him not to simply think of anything else.
因为他看到的是实实在在的天使，不是曾经错乱，不是。
What he saw were actually the angels, and not something that is out of his psychology.
那么他的心又行自己想了，那你是谁呀、啊、
？In his heart, he was thinking to himself, "What? Who are you?"
这时候，他的头脑马上自己回答，没有听到声音的。
At that time, the thought in his mind told him, without any he did not hear any voice.
他的心想你是谁的时候，马上回头脑马上回答，我们是奉差遣而来的，奉神的差遣而来的。
Just when he thought, who are you? He had this answer in his mind. We have been sent.
然后头脑自己回答，你不必知道我是谁。
And he had this answer in his mind. You do not know who. You do not need to know who I am.
你今天见过我以后，再也不会再见到我。
After you have seen me today, you will see me no more.
这个慕道者心想你是谁？你到底是什么来的
？This true seeker was asking in his heart, "Who are you and what are you?"
这么可怕的，这么巨大的，这么威严的，有六个翅膀的，你到底是谁呀、啊？
You are so big and you are so mighty. You have six angels, six wings. Who are you actually?
其实天使在回答他，虽然听不到声音，很奇妙。回答他，我们是奉神差遣来的。
So although
神差派他们来。
Although he did not hear any voice, but the angels indirectly answered him that they are being sent by God.
你不必知道我是谁。
You do not know need to know who I am.
哈利路亚！我们今天从这个以赛亚书六章。第二节里面，我们就知道他是谁，
Hallelujah.
我们就知道了他是谁。
Hallelujah! From Isaiah chapter 6 verse 2, we know who this angel is.
他真的是个很特别的天使。
So he truly is a very special angel.
他这个哦，有六个翅膀的天使。
He had six wings.
原来他叫做撒拉。
And he's called Seraphim.
原来他们是侍立在神的面前、神的宝座前的特别天使来的。
So they are the special angels that stand before the presence of God.
天使有很多职责，有很多工作，有很多不同的使命的。
There are many types of angels with different roles and different ministry.
这一群特别的天使呢，就是侍立在神、常常在神面前的、最靠近神、最接近神的天使来的。
These seraphims are the ones who are closest to God, who are in the inner circle of God, and always stand.
因为圣经说是他们特别记录，他们是在神面前的、啊。圣经有这样讲啊，在神面前的呀。
The Bible specifically mentioned that they are the ones standing before the presence.
那撒拉活是什么意思呢
？What is the meaning of seraphim?
我们从撒拉活这个原文的意思去了解它。它的名字叫做火的天使。原来撒拉活的意思是火， 火焰正在烧的那个火焰。
The original meaning of the seraphim in the original text means it is flaming and it is fiery.
所以我称它为哈，从它的名字原文的名字里面，我自己称它为火的天使。
From the original meaning, original text, I call them the fiery angels.
因为它名字的意思就叫做火，火的天使。
That is the very meaning of their name.
这样你看到了吗
？So do you see?
整个宝座都是火。
The entire throne was
宝座的轮更大的有更大的
The wheels have burning fire.
神的面前又有火河出来，火的河不断的涌出。
And before the presence of God, there was this stream of fire.
连站在他面前、侍立在他面前的那些天使都是火来的。
Even the angels who ministered unto God are fiery angels.
这是个 很可怕的意象，很让我们心里起了敬畏、害怕的一个意象。
This can be a very frightening vision, but it invokes in us this reverence.
从来没有一个意象哦，整个意象都是火的啦，没有这样，连天使也是火，宝座也是火，神面前出来的也是火，有这样的意象吗？
There has never been a vision that is completely fiery.
所以我们对神哦，我们好像不怕神，
sometimes,
我们根本不怕神。
Sometimes it is as though we do not fear God.
我今天早上讲到有讲到啊，在案例里。我们什么都怕，怕鬼，怕黑，怕人，怕事，就是不怕神。有谁会怕神啊？请问。
This morning in my sermon, I mentioned that we are afraid of many things. We are afraid of the devil. We are afraid of darkness. We are afraid of many matters, but we are not afraid of God.
因为我们认识的神，所理解的神是，就是主耶稣啊，多慈爱，多善良啊，被人家欺负也不还手的哦，被泼火水，被打，被羞辱，他还是静静的。谁怕他呀？圣经说，连我们都不尊重他。圣经有这样讲，我们就是神的儿女，也不尊重他呀。
The God whom we worship is such a loving God that even if others were to oppress him, he will not retaliate.
我们有罪了。
We are sinners.
我们对荣耀的神主耶稣基督这样的态度，这样来轻视他，不尊重他，我们有罪了，我们的罪很大。
The way we belittle God, we have sins.
但是在这里看的是荣耀的。荣耀的神，耶稣基督就是荣耀的神，将来他就是坐在那个荣耀的宝座，整个火的宝座。
But in this vision, we can see that this is a very glorious God, and the entire vision was full of fire.
那么他坐在这里做什么呢？
What was God doing here?
这是个审判的宝座，当然要审判喽。
This is a judgment throne. Obviously, God is to be.
怎么知道他要行审判呢？
How do we know that he's going to execute?
圣经讲呀。
The Bible tells us.
他坐要审判，要行审判呢。
He was seated there to execute judgment.
而且还有一个证据是说，他连案件要审判的案件都展开了，打开来了。
In this case,
不是盖座啊，是已经打开了。
In this case, the books were not sealed, but it's already opened.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
但以理书第七章让我们看到将来的大审判。
Daniel chapter 7 enables us to see the future judgment.
特别是在第八节那个小角很骄傲的时候，在毁坏神殿的时候，在折磨神百姓的时候，这个异象马上出现。
Especially in verse 8, as the little horn was still desecrating the temple and accusing the saints, this vision of the ancient days appeared.
这个是但以理书七章的大审判的意象，天上的法庭。
This is the vision of Daniel in chapter 7, the vision of this heavenly court, eternal kingdom.
我们现在来看，来对照启示录的大审判。
Let us now cross-reference with the great judgment in Revelation.
那个又是一个怎样的意象，怎样的情景呢？
What kind of a scene and what kind of revelation is that?
请看启示录的二十章。
We turn to Revelation chapter 20.
我们读十一节到十五节。
We read verses 11 to 15.
请你。
Verse 11. Then I saw a great white throne and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. Verse 12, and I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. Verse 13, the sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each according to his works. Verse 14, then death and Hades were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death.Verse 15, and anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
哦，刚才我讲那个慕道者看到那个萨拉活天使的那个慕道者，他现在是我们真耶稣教会的传道人，他已经当传道。
The truth seeker, the testimony of the truth seeker who saw the seraphim, he is now a preacher in our church.
好，我们这个启示录二十章的啊，但以理书的大审判是强调。烈火的审判整个审判台都是火，是吧？但以理书的特点强调烈火的审判。
Daniel emphasizes on the fiery vision.
那么是表示哈，表示神的愤怒跟神的公义，那个是神的愤怒的审判。
The fiery vision of the throne represents the judgment and the holiness of God.
那启示录的大审判呢？大宝座呢？是白色的大宝座，不是火，是白色的。它的强调是什么？
The emphasis in Revelation chapter 20 is this great white throne judgment, and it is emphasizing on the whiteness of the throne.
白色哈是代表哈，它要表达的是圣洁、光明，没有黑暗，没有不公正，就是公平、公正、圣洁、光明的审判。
White represents justice, no darkness, holiness and judgment. Holiness and uprightness of God.
所以你放心，到那时的审判肯定公平，肯定是光明正大的，没有隐藏的，没有私心的，没有说特别我特别的偏向他，特别的对待他，没有这样的，就是你很放心，很公正的，因为白色，没有黑暗。
So you can have peace of mind because this throne, this judgment seat in the last days will be a very righteous one, upright one, without anything that's been concealed.
但以理书强调的是神的愤怒，愤怒的神。
Daniel emphasized on the fury of God.
这里强调的是神是公平公正，你放心。
John emphasized here on the uprightness and the justice of God.
就算在神很愤怒当中，他还是维持着、保持着他那种公正。有罪就一定要定，没有罪他不会审判，他不会审判，他不会，他肯，你没有罪你放心，你没有罪你不用担心，意思是这样。
In other words, you do not have to be afraid if you have no sin. This throne of judgment will not give you any adverse.
这是两个大审判不同的表达的强调的道理，一个是火的审判。宝座，一个是白色的宝座，请你留意一下。
So this is where we should take note. The one in Daniel is about the fiery, fiery judgment, and the one in Revelation is the white throne judgment.
那么在这个宝座中呢，也一样哈、哦，坐在宝座的面前，在神面前也有案件展开，也有审判的记录簿哈、哦、被打开的，那是跟但以理书是一样的，也是打开了，案件打开了，这里也是打开了。
So the similarity that we can see here is that there is this a book that is opened.
但是这里的呢是多出另外一个案件，一个书卷。
But there is another book that is added here.
不叫做书卷，叫做案件，就是记录我们所行所做的那些事情，记录我们的行为的那个案件。
And this book will record everything that we have done.
那么这个另外一卷呢，圣经叫做生命册。
This book, the Bible call it the book of life.
死了的人都凭着这些案件，无论是刚才第一本案件，还是另外一本案件，死了的人，他们所行所做都全部记录在这里。
So whether whatever you have done, those who are dead will be judged according to their works, and everything will be recorded in this book.
那这里说，这个启示我们，当审判的时候，神就按着案件里面所记录的，我们所行的来接受审判。你做过什么，这里就记录，这里记录什么就审判什么。
So the Bible tells us here that based on what we have done, everything that we have done will be recorded in this book, and whatever is written here, God will judge us according to what is written.
这里特别指出有两本案件。
So there are two books here.
一本是给那些不信主的人，那些是我们说的外邦，那是记录他们的所行的事情。
One is for the Gentiles, those who do not believe in God.
那是因为神也是公平，也照着所记录的他们所做的审判他们。
God is fair and just. He will reward them or recompense according to what they have done.
另一本呢，是给我们真耶稣教会的，给我们神的儿女、神的家的。
Another book is for the true Jesus Church, children of the children of God.
我们怎么知道呢
？How do we know?
因为这时候这个另一卷就是叫做生命册。
Here it tells us that the other book is called the Book of Life.
主耶稣也跟我们讲了，我们信主了，属于主的名字就被记录在天上，记录在一本生命册上。我们的名字在生命册上被记录啊，那就很清楚说是给我们的，对我们的。
Our Lord Jesus has told us very clearly when we believe in Him, then our names will be recorded in this book of life.
那么要怎样审判我们呢
？How is God going to judge us?
都一样，按照这里所记录的生命册所记录的，你平时所讲所做的，所记录的来审判你。
according to what you say and do on ordinary days, you will be recorded in this book of life, and it will be rewarded to you.
我们虽然信主了、受洗了，我们还有做出很多事嘛。我们还有我们每天的生活、每天的讲话嘛，是吗？每天的各种情形嘛。
Although we have been baptized, yet sometimes we may sin in our small ways.
糟糕了，那神都被记，神都把它记录下来。
But all these are being recorded in this book of life.
逃不掉啊，逃不掉。
There is no way we can escape.
你不要以为神忘记啊。
Do not think that God will forget.
因为他一打开来看就看到了，这被记录了，除非没有，除非被涂抹，除非神把我们的罪所行的涂掉。如果没有涂掉，永远在那边，
because,
永远。
Because it is recorded in this book, and once it is open, everything that we have done is already black and white there, unless God deletes everything.
这说明哦，悔改的重要。
That is the importance of repentance.
一定要悔改。
That is why we must
要彻底认真的悔改。
We must truly repent.
不是听到这种圣洁的道理，悔改了还骂传道，还讨厌传道，还攻击传道，不是这样。要彻底悔改。你被记录的罪啊，才会被涂抹。如果神原谅，就会把它涂抹掉，才消失掉的。
Let us not rebuke the preachers for all the admonishments, but rather let us repent sincerely, so that whatever evil things that we may have done, it can be deleted from this book of life.
听到道理哦，神圣洁的道理、得救的道理，还发脾气，还心里恨传道、讲道的人。你的罪就更重了，你不但只听到没有悔改认罪，你还会再做恶事啊，在攻击神的工人，那不是更恶吗？罪不是更大吗，兄弟？
When we hear sermons of the preachers telling us to depart from evil, to be holy, and we continue to mock the preachers, then don't you think that we have added unto our own sin?
我们以为没有事情发生。
Sometimes we think that nothing will happen.
但是你所做的、所讲的、心里所恨的都被记录下来，这主耶稣启示我们的。已经记录下来在生命册上。
But everything that we do, that we say, and all the hatred that we have committed, everything will be recorded in this book of life.
那么十三节。
Verse 13.
哦，这个约翰哦，这个使徒约翰就看到哦，海交出其中死人，阴间死亡交出死人，在哪里死的人就在哪里，哦，被交出来，被接受审判。
Here, Elder John saw this vision. The sea gave up the dead. Whoever in it, they were all delivering the dead.
这说明哪里死不重要。
So it tells us it doesn't matter where you die.
因为无论在哪里死哦，到最后还是要被交出来的，接受审判的。
So it does not matter where you die, because wherever you die, you will ultimately be delivered.
十五节。
Verse 15.
若有人的名字没有被记录在生命册上的，那他就被扔在火里了。
Anyone whose name are not found in the book of life will be cast into the lake of fire.
没有在生命册上的有两种。
There are two types of people whose names are not found in the book
of life. 第一种人是那些不拒绝耶稣、拒绝信主的人。
First is those who reject our Lord Jesus. They reject those.
不信主的人肯定没有名字在生命册啊，肯定没有。
So those who do not believe in Jesus, their names are not found in the book of life.
那还有一种是什么人呢？
There is another type of people.
还有一种是已经信的耶稣的。
These are the ones who have already believed
in Jesus. 但是生命册名字被神涂抹了，他的名字已经没有在生命册，本来是有的，被神涂掉了。
But their names have been erased from this book of life.
那到审判的时候，那名字没有在里面，还是要被丢到火。
Then on judgment day, their names are not on the book of life, so they will also be cast into the lake of fire.
这就说明了会有除名的事情。
So there is
在神的国、神的家、神的殿里面，神亲自把你的名涂掉、除名。
So
there is 不是我们啊，神啊。
There is such a thing as excommunication, and if you do evil, then your name will be removed from this book of life.
这是主耶稣讲的，你看到吗？十五节，耶稣启示的呀。
This is what Jesus said personally. This is his revelation.
所以你不要一直以为没有名字的人，那肯定是外邦人，还加上信主的人。
Let's not think that those people whose names are not found in the book of life are only Gentiles. They can also be our believers.
这是公平的。
This is just.
所以叫做白色大宝座，是没有黑暗的，没有隐藏的，没有私心的。我对你特别的，对他，我就审判啊，对你啊，没关系的，没有这样的事情。如果是有这样的，不叫做白色大宝座，叫做有黑色的大宝座。
That is why this,
黑暗的。
That is why this throne of judgment is called the white throne of judgment. It is white and it's not dark, means there is nothing that will be concealed.
因为外邦人会控告啊，魔鬼会控告，神啊，这个外邦人做这种事情，你说审判他，他死亡。 你自己的儿女做这种恶事，按理说没关系，请问公平在哪里？请问白色在哪里？哪有白色？
Because the
那么神就没有公义了，没有公平了。
Because the devil will accuse God if he does not judge us correctly.
除非我们确实悔改，神的宝血洗净我们，神原谅我们，除非这样了，那神就会说我的宝血洗净他。
Unless
因为他确实悔改。
Unless we have been baptized and we truly repent of our sins.
但是有看到今天信徒确实悔改吗？
But have we seen believers today who truly repent?
在你们就说，哎呦，对不起了，我错了，这样就搞定了，这叫做确实悔改。
Sometimes they say, oh, I know I'm wrong, I've done wrong.
这种人太多了，嘴巴讲的太多了，那些打老婆的呀，啊，原谅我，对不起，我以后不打你了，然后又来打了。
This...
那些赌博啊，说谎的 啊，原谅我，我以后不再赌了。又来读了，这个就是悔改吗？
Is this called true repentance for those people who beat their wives, but after that they repeat their offenses,、啊、and those who say they will not gamble, but yet they return to gambling?
哦，但以理书七章跟启示录二十章这是关联的、啊、
Revelation chapter 20 and Daniel chapter 7 is interconnected.、
嗯、那我们之前也讲了很多啊，但以理书跟启示录有关联的那些受的那些章节、那些启示哈、啊，跟启示录对照。
We have also mentioned that there are quite a there are many similarities between Daniel, between the great beast in Daniel and Revelation.
那最后呢？最后就是神的国度到来。
Finally, the eternal kingdom of God will come.
嗯，我们看十三，上一周七章十三十四节，神的国度。
We turn back to Daniel chapter 7 verses 13 to 14.
啊，我在夜间的异象中观看，见有一位像人子的驾坐天云而来，被领到亘古常在子的面前。得了权柄、荣耀、国度，使各方、各国、各族的人都侍奉他。他的权柄是永远的，是不能废弃的。他的国是必不会败坏的。神永远的国度到来。
The Daniel saw in the vision of the night that he saw God coming in the clouds. The dominion and glory of the God of our God has come.
大概看二十七节。
We read verse 27.
国度权柄和天下诸国的大权必是给至高者的圣名。他的国是永远的。那一切掌权的都必侍奉他，顺从他。神的国度是永远的国度。
Here it tells us that the kingdom of God, the dominion of God, is for eternal. It is very great, and it is the only one under heaven.
这一段呢，神永远的国度哈、哦，有两个重点。
There are two points in this eternal kingdom of God.
第一个重点就是当你看到像人子的那一位哈、哦，驾坐天云而来，驾坐云来，叫做天云，天上的云而来。
The first one is the vision where God comes in the glorious cloud.
那是指主耶稣第二次再临了。
This refers to the second coming of Jesus.
哦，我已经没有时间了、哦。本来要跟你们对照哈、哦，这个驾云而来的耶稣跟启示录的对照，驾云来。
I had wanted to share with you regarding this Jesus coming in clouds between Daniel and Revelation.
这是会跟大家会看到哈、哦，主耶稣来的情景。
You will be able to see the scene when Jesus comes again.
很多次都强调说他会驾坐云来。
Very often we read in the Bible that Jesus will come again in clouds. And what is this cloud?
然后耶稣也强调，不断的强调说，很多人都会看到，就是说还没有死的人都会看到。
Jesus also
看到神，耶稣真的从天上下。
Jesus also says
是真正看到的，知道吗？
That those who are living will all those who are living will be able to see him coming again in the clouds.
我们的印象很好，有世界末日，大家死了，死光了，耶稣来，不是啦，还没有一些人还没有死啊，还活生生的呀，看到耶稣来啊，你要注意这个重点呐、啊，要注意这个时间点呐、啊，还看得到的，耶稣自己讲的呀。
So those who are dead will be raised when Jesus comes again, and those who are living, all of us will be able to see him coming in the clouds.
那第二个重点呢？这段信息呢，就是永远的国度。要谈神永远的国了。
The second important point here is the eternal kingdom of God.
但是因为这个我们比较熟悉嘛，哈，耶稣再来跟神永远国度我们很熟悉。
We are very familiar with the second coming of, with the teachings of the second coming of Jesus and also this eternal kingdom.
这两个重点传道打算不再讲了。
So perhaps I shall skip this.
因为我们就可以进入到第八章去。
Then we can go on to chapter 7.
今天的重点就是信息就是将来神愤怒的大审判。天上的法庭，让我们看到这个天上法庭的意象。
So the important message in today's sermon is this very glorious fiery throne and the vision of the
throne. 没有讲的是耶稣驾云而来, 第二次再临。
What I've skipped is the coming of the second coming of Jesus in the clouds.
没有讲的还有他永远的国度。
And also this eternal kingdom of God.
那第七章就完全就是讲解。 就是分享完毕了，讲解完毕。
So this will conclude our sharing on chapter
7。如果你们有发现更多的真理，更多的奥秘，更多的道理，可以跟传道分享，那就得的更多。
If you have discovered any more teachings and truth in this chapter, please share with me so that I can gain even more.
那小弟暂时得到的信息就是这么多，在第七章里面。
And these are what I've derived from chapter 7.
或者以后会得到更多。Perhaps
we will discover more as time.
那这是神的带领，神的启示。
This is through the revelation of God and the guidance of the Holy Spirit.